love, unrequited, robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest and weaves itself into my midnight slumber. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is tabooed by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, and your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles you, feel like McPickles, so terrible sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns, the pillow declines to remain at its usual angle. Will you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching? But your slumbering teams with such horrible dreams, so you very much better be waking. Will you dream you're crossing your channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second class carriage? And you're serving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're ravenous horde and they all kill on bonus phone squares at Kensington stations. And bound on that journey you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like May with a singular lad by the ridership's now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties with the dealer. Well, this you can't stand, so you throw your hand and you find you're as cold as an icicle. And you're shirt and your socks look like some with gold clocks crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew are bicycles tours that somehow or other invested in. And he's selling guitars of the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices, all crisp and cloth mixtures of cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good space to plant a small tracer for sake with boots with a root tree. And his legs will take root and his fingers will shoot and blossom and bud like a fruit tree. The green grocery tree gives you grape and creepy cauliflower, pineapple and cranberry. While the pastry cook plant cherry brandy will grant and will puff stick corners and memories. The shires are a penny and ever so many are taken by rust from the bearing. And just as a few are allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor and your needles and pins from your soles to your shins, and your flesh is a creep for your left leg to sleep, a cramp in your toes and a fly in your nose, it's a flop in your mug and a feverish tongue and a thirst that's intense. The general sense that you haven't been sleeping in clover. Darkness has passed, and it's daylight at last. The night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of them over.